No, the following mantra is introduced. Kashta khalu Sura Nara Triyak Sura Nara Triyak Pretadishu Samsara Dukkha Bahuleshu Prani Nikayeshu Janma Jara Marana Rogadi Sampraptihi Ajnanat. Now he talks about beautiful sentence, how the one whole sentence, Bhagavad-pada mentions the consequence of ignorance. Ajnanat Sampraptihi. The problems of samsara, the problems, the life of transmigration fraught with all these problems is caused because of ignorance. Ajnanat Sampraptihi. Attainment of samsara fraught with what? Janma. Birth. Jara, according to old age, maranam, death, roga, disease. Janma, jara, marana, roga. Disease is inevitable, death is inevitable, decay, old age is inevitable, birth is inevitable, and adi shabda stands for etc. Janma, jara, marana, roga, adi. Adi, you can include all turbulence, mental, emotional turbulence a person goes through in life. 4. Janma, jara, marana, rogadi, samprapti. Attainment of all these problems associated with samsara purely because of ignorance. Ajnanat. Ajnanam, ignorance is the cause of afflictions. All forms of afflictions such as birth, old age, death, disease, etc. All those afflictions, such as these, are because of ignorance. That's why ignorance alone has to be resolved. For resolving ignorance, what we need is only jnanam. Sometimes, when the teachings, I'm not repeating, Bhagavad-pada is repeating, Upanishad repeats, people, if are not mature enough, they will feel tired and bored with this and they'll hide themselves. That's why sometimes accommodate in a way. Still, there's time to grow for some people. Okay. Janma, jara, marana, rogadi, samprapti, ajnanat. Again, see, ajnanat, fifth case. Hetvarthe panchami. Whenever the reason for affliction, reason is given, what is the reason? Ignorance is the reason. Therefore, it is given the fifth case. I noticed, ajnanat. So, because of ignorance alone, there is samsara, afflictions, such as these. Okay, these afflictions are found where? Prani nikayeshu. All these afflictions, such as these caused by ignorance, because of ignorance, is found on what? Is prani nikayaha. Prani nikayaha means the host of animals, the living beings. Because non-living things don't have any afflictions. Only living beings are mentioned here. Prani nikayaha. A group of living beings. Okay. And which are samsara dukkha bahulesha. They're subject to varieties of afflictions pertaining to samsara, associated with samsara. Samsara dukkha bahuleshu. living beings, many, many living beings which are subject to the afflictions pertinent to samsara, and living beings in the form of what? Sura, Nara, Triyak, Pretadishu. See, Suraha, even devatas have pain, you know that. Don't think devatas have a pain-free life. Devatas living in the celestial worlds, higher worlds, Triyak, Nara, human beings living in this world, and Triyak means animals. Preta, ghosts. See, sometimes without any body, there's no Deva Shariram, there's no Manisha Shariram, there's no Mriga Shariram, there's no Prani Shariram, there's no Shariram. Without body, sometimes, even people, you know, who commit suicide, etc., they become, until they exhaust Parabdha, they'll be without bodies. Even still, mentally, what they had to go through, they'll be going through. That we don't know. Okay? So even the preta, the ghost means who would have died without having exhausted the power of the karma. And without having, they had to wait for the next set of parada to be ready. Until then, they'll be without the body. But still, in sukshma. So the pretas mean the ghosts, the departed beings which are without the physical body. They also have afflictions. They also go through emotional pain. Then, Triyak. Triyak means the horizontally grown. Is it? Triyak means all animals. Nara means human beings. Sura means devas. See, irrespective of whichever loka a living being survives, whether with the deva shairam, beings live in the higher lokas, or with the human shairam, people live in this world of human beings, or living beings having animal bodies, or without the bodies, even the pretas. As long as ajnanam is there, in whichever form a jiva lives, there'll be sukshma and then there'll be afflictions. That's why sura, nara, triyak, preta, adishu, samsara, dukkha, bahuleshu. These varieties of afflictions of samsara, of being such as these, for all of them. Of course, there are, what are these afflictions? Afflictions in terms of birth, old age, etc., all because of ignorance only. So any amount of affliction, any type of affliction, any living being goes through in any loka is purely because of ignorance. But nowhere one can get rid of ignorance. Only when a person assuming a body, human body, is born in this world of human beings, he is eligible to attain jnanam, he can resolve his, get his ignorance resolved. Devas do have samsara. Devas all, because even if they have some extraordinary pleasures they may enjoy, that doesn't mean there's a permanence. That's why even devas or triyaks, all living beings had to be born as human beings, assuming human body, only then they become eligible for attaining jnanam. It's not only human beings, all the living beings also have to go through this samsara, afflictions of samsara. This is the literal meaning of this mantra, the sentence here. Kashta khalu. Kashta means what? Really, it is difficult. It is difficult indeed that purely because of ignorance, all these afflictions such as these are found on the part of beings such as devas, human beings, animals, ghosts, etc. And which beings become the victims of afflictions associated with samsara, the life of transmigration. that they can't escape. Afflictions are caused purely because of ignorance. Okay. Therefore, what is the means of escaping from samsara? Iha ched avedit. See the mantra now? Iha ched avedit. This is a very important mantra which you can find. Bhagavad Pada quotes this mantra on many other occasions. One of the often quoted mantras is this. Like Pratibodha Viditam, these mantras are also an important mantra which is quoted quite often. Iha cheda vedit. Iha cheda vedit. Atha satyam asti. Better learn to read correctly. Iha cheda vedit. Atha satyam asti. Na chediha vedit. Na chediha. Nachediha vedit mahati vinashtihi. Iha cheda vedit atha satyamasti. Nachediha vedit mahati vinashtihi. Bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitya dhiraha. Pretyasman lokad amrita bhavanti. This is how you have to chant the mantra. How are you going to chant it? Iha cheda vedit atha satyamasti. Na chediha vedit mahati vinashtihi. Bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitya dhiraha. Pretyasman lokad amrita bhavanti. You must know how to break it because it's not like other mantras. You have to know how to break it. Iha cheda vedit atha satyamasti. 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 Na chediha vedin mahati vinashtihi. Nachediha vedin mahati vinashtihi. Bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitya dhiraha. Pretyasman lokad amrita bhavanti. Iha cheda vedid atha satyamasti. First sentence, second sentence. Nachediha vedin mahati vinashtihi. Third sentence. Bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitya dhiraha. Fourth sentence. Pretyasman lokad amrita bhavanti. Got it? How to chant now? Okay. If you break the mantra, first today let us break the mantra. We'll see the meaning tomorrow. Iha, first word. Iha means what? Iha is an indicable word which means here, atra. Iha ityukte atra iti arthaha. Chet. Chet is again indicable word which means yadi, if. Chet and yadi are synonyms, if. Avedit. Avedit means known. What is iha avedit chet? Iha avedit chet is the first order. If a person has discovered, known, here itself, in this world of human beings itself, atha, then, satyam asti, then there is real accomplishment. What is it? If a person has recognized that I, the knower, am the truth, then there is real accomplishment. Then there is real achievement. Satyamasti. Na chet, if not, If not means what? If a person has not recognized the self being the truth, one's own innermost essence being the truth, iha chetu na chet iha avedit. If a person has not recognized this fact of one's own innermost essence being the truth, one's own self being the truth, the reality, Aidi Novar Am Brahma, Aidi Self Am Brahma Asmi, Iti Na Iha Na Avedit Chet, Iha Avedit Chet Satyam Asti, Na Iha Na Avedit Chet. A person has not recognized, not known one's own self being the truth, then Mahati Vinashtihi. See, Vinashtihi is Thilinga Shabdaha. Nashta is adjective. Okay? Nashta means lost, participle used as an adjective, but Nashtihi means loss. Nashtihi. Nashyati is the verb. Perishes. Okay? You can say Nashtihi means loss. Noun. Stilinga Shabda. Therefore, Mahati Vi also same thing. Vinashtihi. Nashtihi, Vinashtihi means loss. Stilinga Shabda. Therefore, Mahati Vinashtihi. Great loss. If a person has recognized one's own self being the truth in this life itself, here itself, then there is real accomplishment. If not, if a person has not recognized one's own self being the truth in this life itself, here itself, then the loss is great. Mahati Vinashtihi. Why not Mahat? Why not Mahan? Why Mahati? Mahati is the feminine gender word. Mahan is a masculine gender word. Mahat is a neutral gender word. Therefore, Mahati Vinashtihi. The loss is infinite. How great is the loss? Infinite loss. This literal meaning of the mantra. Bhuteshu, bhuteshu, vichitya. Bhuteshu, bhuteshu, vichit. So, bhuteshu, bhuteshu means what? In all the beings, not leaving you any being, in all the beings, vichitya. Vichitya means what now? Having recognized the truth in all the beings. Bhuteshu, bhuteshu. So, if a person has recognized the truth, Brahman, as one's own essential nature, from the standpoint of the clear vision of one's own self being Brahman, one can discern the truth also what? Brahman in all the beings. So having recognized the same Brahman in all the beings, it means what? Having recognized the oneness of the reality of all the beings. If you don't know what Brahman is, how can you see Brahman in all the beings? In order to recognize Brahman in all the beings, you must know what Brahman is. And to know Brahman, you must know what you are. Isn't it? That's why already Patibodha Vidyam Matam, that sentence has clearly taught us how to arrive at the truth. And having arrived at the truth, having claimed the truth as one's own self, one can, from the standpoint of the clear vision of the self, one can see the same truth being the only truth of all other beings. What he says, bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitya, and having recognized the same truth in all the beings also, And such people who are able to recognize the truth in all the beings, Brahman in all the beings, are the people, wise people. Because in whose vision there is no second thing other than Brahman. They see all the beings as the truth. And such people who are free from fear, such people are the people who have protected their minds. Such people are, wise people are, dhiraha. Dhiraha, asmat lokat pretya. Asmat lokat pretya means what? Pretya means, two meanings are there. Pretya means having left, having departed. Another meaning is what? Having discerned. Having discerned self from this. Anatma. One meaning. Another meaning is what? Having departed from this world. Left this physical body. Amrutaha bhavanti. They remain immortal. We don't say they attain immortal. They become immortals, we can say, but still, they remain immortal. They become immortal means what? They remain immortal. So they attain immortality means they become immortal. They become immortal means they remain immortal. They remain immortal means they remain as the self, Brahman. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. I'll stop here. Iha cheda vedi datha satyamasti na chediha vedin mahati vinashtihi bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitya dhirah pretyasman lokad amrita bhavanti. Iha cheda vedi datha satyamasti na chediha vedin mahati vinashtihi bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitya dhirah pretyasman lokad amrita bhavanti. See, after having completed his commentary on the mantra, an acharya went ahead presenting the different views of people of different the philosophers. Then it was little too much for us to see that. That is how Bhashyam study is. Okay? And you go and listen to any other teacher, or you can go and listen to even Pujya Swami's lectures also. If you listen to the 3 years course, this is how you will find the teaching. It will not be different from how it is given here, presented here. Okay? Which means, oh my God, so many times I have to re-listen the same thing. It's not that I want to repeat. This is the style of the Upanishad. That is why Bhashyam study is not for understanding the teaching. Bhashyam study is for assimilating what has been already understood. The problem is, people should not be allowed to attend the Bhashyam classes without having gone through the Moolap study. Paramatma doesn't allow. But I don't want to be rude to people. I don't want to be, you know, shun. So I just keep quiet, okay? We let people attend. Then what happened? They come, they show their face and they go. Maybe because of so many reasons, maybe there. So come and go means what? They're not able to sit through, isn't it? Continuously. You can't do it in-person class. People can't get up and go away like that. Once you come and sit in the class, whether you like it or not, you have to sit. You feel bored or you can't get up and go. This is the disadvantage of doing the classes online. Isn't it? In-person classes, suppose imagine 3 years ago, people come and do the month's course. You can't get up and walk out like that. In online classes, you can just turn it, you turn video off and then you can walk around, you can sit there and you can do something else. You want to show that you are present in the class. If you're present or not, we don't know. Isn't it? Puja Swamiji always said he never recommended these classes. He never wanted YouTube videos those days. But nowadays, YouTube has become everybody is after YouTubes. He was in the very beginning, you know. Anyway, this is the fact. We'll continue on Monday. We have only seen the literal meaning of this mantra. We have to see the bhasham. We have beautiful bhasham following in this mantra. No other schools of thought are brought in here. Only a commentary on this particular mantra. You will enjoy it. We'll see on Monday. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.